It is now hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from Absalom, the police state island chained nation in the sunny slave South Pacific, where the police are so nasty that you have to be a psychopath in order to get a job with them. And my very special guest, I'm just joking, by the way. I'm sure there's like two or three good cops that haven't quit yet.
And definitely nothing in West Auckland.
Oh, yeah, but it's actually quite funny, isn't it, Paul? And we were talking over the break about just how traumatic it has been for you, and indeed, just reliving this experience makes your voice break. The words kind of fall out of your head. You know, the whole thing. You're showing all the signs of major trauma, and this is what people forget. Is that this is what police are capable of doing to people with impunity, major trauma. Okay, now, so let's say I walk into your house, ladies and gentlemen, and I drag you out of your house, kicking and screaming, throw you in a shipping container without food or water, hog-tied with your hands cuffed behind your back, for 2 days and torture you with a cattle prod or something like that. How much would that damage you for the rest of your life? You would never be able to escape those memories. They leave a permanent imprint on you. It is not possible to get rid of them unless you get justice. And even then, you know what I'm saying? So yes, understand, exactly, this is the power the police have, and they can do it without getting any justice for themselves at the same time. That's what's really, really scary.
That's scary. If you can do such a thing and get away with it, that's really bad. That's really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
there's a systemic corruption at the New Zealand Police. And it really does need to be exposed, and I don't... They're afraid of the police losing people's respect. You've already lost everybody's respect. You know why you've lost everybody's respect, New Zealand police officers? Because you torture and murder and frame people. That's why people don't respect you, because you're murderers and torturers and scum.
And it's happening often. It's not happening like once a year. It's very often.
Mm-hmm. I hear stories about this all the time. It's why I get so upset about it. Because it's happened to me. It's happened to so many other people. Way, way worse than it's ever happened to me.